It's episode 77, and we've got plugins for stats, databases, featured videos, ad injection, jQuery, security. Oh, plus we've got more of your audio feedback from around the world. It's right here on WordPress Plugins A to Z, coming up next. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Thank you for tuning in to WordPress Plugins from A to Z, and I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be with everyone.
And we're here to share some good news with you, the wonderful world of WordPress, and anything else that happens to come to mind today. And we've got a couple of great plugins, as mentioned, and just a few other little tidbits here and there. And of course, as we've added in the last couple of shows, I think it'll be a nice continuation, a little bit of self-promotion of who we are and what we do, so that folks can get to know our business a little bit and maybe come see us and talk to us a bit. I mean, after all, we do a wonderful show here, and it's nice to be able to have some work to help provide for the show. So first off, myself. I'm at johnoverall.com. I'm about to make some major changes in my website and everything, and put my focus a little bit more into my WordPress training courses that I offer. And also, I do WordPress emergency support and help people with broken websites, as I've had a couple of folks call me this week and go, "Oh my God, I'm broke." I go look and say, "Sure enough, all I see is code, no website." So I gotta get in there and take care of them. So that's one of the big things I do, aside from setting up websites and designing websites and creating websites, all in WordPress, of course. And that would be me. You can find out more at johnoverall.com/WordPress Emergency Support. And there you go. And you, Marcus?
I can be found at marcuscouch.com. Right now, I'm doing some building of my own company site, so no need to get into that right now until I've got something that's a little bit more than a blank canvas to show off. But you can certainly hire me for any SEO or online marketing consultation. Also, John, I don't mention this much, but I'm also kind of an affiliate demon as far as both running programs and doing some of the publisher end on my own. And for all of you out there who are into affiliate marketing and you're on LinkedIn, search the group Affiliate Marketing Masters. I actually started that group 6 years ago, and there's well over 7,000 people in the group, not only people who are kind of the super affiliates, so to speak, but also a lot of the program managers for some of the biggest brands that do affiliate marketing. So I guess that's my pitch for this week. Head on over to LinkedIn and look us up on our LinkedIn group, Affiliate Marketing Managers, or Masters. Masters, there we go. First you're a manager, then you're a master. So, come on in.
That works. Well, I have nothing really to rant about, but I do want to make some mentions. I know it's a little late for anyone in Victoria, but the WordPress meetup group is meeting tonight. That's the group that I head up here in Victoria. And we have a presentation tonight that I'm giving on WordPress plugins. The top 10 plus one plugin is my presentation tonight. The slides will actually be going up on my website in the next couple of days, along with I'm going to try to record the presentation tonight and add that in there. So that'll be a nice share for folks out there.
Yeah, that's all plugins related to Google Plus.
Yeah. No, top 10 plugins that they're what I consider the top essential plugins that should be in every WordPress website.
Oh, okay.
Is what
gotcha.
It is. I have 11, but instead of going top 11, which doesn't sound right, it's more fun to say top 10 plus 1. It seems to actually get more interest for some reason. I have no idea, you know.
Got to be careful with that plus one terms these days.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah, I never thought about that. I guess I'm just not that big a Google user. So, what else we got? We got some shout-outs this week. We've got a couple of them going out there. I've got one going out to Ken, who is the author of Scripts and Styles, the plugin from last episode that I talked about. That plugin I'm still using in development of a site, and it has been a savior for this site that I'm working on because they've asked for some really customization on a page-by-page basis of things. And instead of trying to write massive amounts of CSS, you can just add one particular type of CSS that you can keep copying and pasting to different pages as you need, and it only applies to that one page and does these nice features like I've had to create unique headlines and unique text to fit in between pictures and align photos up. And yeah, this plugin has been quite nice. In fact, the author left a nice comment on the website, and he's looking for suggestions that if we have any improvements for it, but I don't have any for him yet. But I'll leave a nice link to Ken's site here, and make sure you go check him out and check out his plugin and give him some good ratings on that.
Nice. And I'd like to give a shout out to my compatriot and pal Dave Jackson. Dave's been a podcast friend of mine for about 7 years, and he hosts another show called Weekly Web Tools. And if you're looking for a show that's sort of like what you get here, but not WordPress related, so if you're looking for something that perhaps if you're a designer and you know you're working with a few people and you need a phone system that's going to work, you know, online, and you have online numbers and you can share stuff, well, Dave brings those kinds of resources out. You know, just the things to get you by, what does he call it, tips and tools for the DIY webmaster. So check out weeklywebtools.com, and it's a podcast, so every week he'll give you something new, just like we do. So just want to give a shout out to Dave and say hello, and I know he's listening, and hopefully some of his listeners from his show will come on board and catch the wave over here at WordPress Plugins A to Z as well.
That'd be cool. Sounds like a nice show. I think I will go check that one out and add that to my repertoire, because you never know. There's oftentimes I need additional tools that are not WordPress related.
Absolutely.
And we do have some listener feedback and audio clips for you. First off, some feedback that's not an audio clip, and this is from a listener out there. His name's Oliver over in Denmark. And he's asked for some tips on themes or plugins, which are a must. Well, tune in to my website next few days and listen to the top 10 episode that I'm going to record tonight. And he's also looking for some interest, some stuff on widgets and how he could post stuff on his blog that's automatically pushed to Facebook and Twitter accounts. Well, we've actually covered some plugins that do that back in the past, and I can't remember which episodes they are, but if you do a search on the website, they'll probably appear.
Yeah, for Twitter, I would use Twitter Tools, which actually you can create your own Twitter API that way. Yep. It's sort of like your own Twitter app. That's done by Alex King, who's made an awesome amount of different cool plugins throughout the years. And actually, Facebook has made their own WordPress plugin that you can use to completely connect your site if that's what you want to do. I'm objected. I don't really want Facebook in my entire WordPress site. That's just me. I'm so getting over Facebook. I just don't. You know, I'm not into it anymore. So those are my thoughts. Just try those first. And if you need something else, then search the show site at wppluginsa2z.com. I'm sure you'll find something there that we've talked about.
Yeah, and one more on Facebook, now that I think about it. I have one that I use regularly when I'm building websites, and it's called Word Booker. And I think I've reviewed it once in the past, but I still use it. It's still quite good, and I find it's a whole lot nicer than the one Facebook just released for themselves. So it's a lot cleaner. And it does a very nice job of pushing the stuff up and pulling back from Facebook. It'll actually pull comments back from Facebook, so it'll exchange them back and forth.
That's great.
Which is actually kind of cool. So, and we have one audio comment this week, and let's get a nice hear from.
Hi, this is Tim Norton from Australia and cctvdesign.com.au. Just wanted to say thanks for the GZIP compression 1.0. Installed it. It's increased my site speed substantially. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Tim. I'm glad that one worked out for you. I'm actually still using it on a couple of other sites that have been slowing down. I've been dropping it in here and there to see how it improves, and it seems to be quite nice.
Yeah, it's worked for me on two different client sites that I was having some load issues with. If you're as hooked on Pingdom as I am, Pingdom.com is a site where you can go and test your site speed, and it gives a pretty good breakdown as far as exactly what, even down to the plugin, what's taking so long for your site to load. So in specific browsers, they use this gzip compression, and it helps to kind of send a compressed packet over that then unextracts itself within your browser environment, and that's what that is. So go check out, what was it, last week's show or the week before that we talked about that?
I think it was last week. It might have been the week before. I don't remember. Lately, 1 week's been rolling into the next.
Yeah, so you're looking at episode 75, 76, somewhere in there. So take a listen. You should be listening to all the episodes, but if you're interested in increasing your site speed, then go check out those particular episodes and see what we had to say about it.
There you go. I think that's all we've really got going for on this today, so I guess it's time to get into the really fun stuff, eh?
Yeah, let's go.
And this week in plugins, I have a few coming to the table, and the first one out the bat is called Ad Injection. And basically, it seems like I'm never ending when I'm finding new advertising plugins, because I seem to do a lot of work around sites that have advertising in them. And I was looking for a way of adding Google Ads into a site and injecting it into the middle of the post, and to allow the ads to appear there while still holding on to the other ads that are in the sidebars and in the widgets. And so I went hunting. I wanted to see, can I find a solution that'll do this and do it really decently and cleanly? And I found a pretty decent solution that does that. And it's called Ad Injection. It's a pretty decent plugin, recently updated, been around for a little while. And it adds the ads right into the site to it. The only issue I had when installation was in the installation and configuration of the plugin. It did require some deciphering to understand exactly how all the code needed to be placed and setting up of how the ads would appear, because it's got numerous settings in it for bringing in the ads into the top of the post, the bottom of the post, the middle of the post. You can not only inject Google Ads, but you could use like Chiquita or anyone else like that to inject into it. And once I figured that out, though, it installed pretty nicely and set up pretty nicely. I did like one of the features in it, and that you could float the ads either left or right. The one flaw I found was that you either could float all of the ads you were injecting or none of the ads. And because I wanted to be able to float one of them left, one of them right, and it didn't allow that because I was injecting two into the post. And it does have some nice features for filtering the ads, though. You can filter the ads by have the ads only show up when a certain IP address shows up, when certain keywords, when someone shows up on the site having searched for certain keywords, the ad will show up. It can have ads show up if they show up from certain search engines, like if they show up from Yahoo, these ads will show up. If they show up from Bing, these ads will show up. Very nice features for filtering the ads out. You could also limit the ads in it to appear and only post with certain categories, or post with certain authors, or post with certain tags. So you can limit what ads will show where in your site. So there was lots of ways to control the ads in it, and I found that all pretty nice. And I didn't get that depth into using it, because I basically just wanted it to just shotgun ads and not target them as in laser sight. But if you need to do that, I think this would do a nice job of doing that for you. So it's a very nice plugin. I did give it a 3 dragon, mainly to the amount of work involved in getting it all set up and functioning. But other than that, very nice plugin.
I'm always on the lookout for a great advertising kind of plugin. I've yet to find a perfect one, but you know, this is something that I'm going to try out. Yeah. There's a lot of sites that I could definitely put some Google ads on that I'm not utilizing, so this would be a good place for it. Well, you know, John, I was really searching around this week for a particular need because I actually had somewhat of an advertising slash podcast SQL database that I had to modify, and I happened to be on an I was really having a hard time trying to get these two things to convert. I was doing some migration, and I was like, man, there's got to be a better way than me having to log into cPanel every time and switch back and forth between all these SQL databases. And then I came across this plugin that just came out. It's called Edit Any Table. And dig this, John. It will let you log in to any SQL database and grab and parse information and edit and delete records within WordPress.
Wow, that's powerful.
So it's short, sweet, simple, lazy, one screen, you're in WordPress, you're editing, you're done. That's it.
Wow.
So what can I say? I mean, it totally takes the PHP MyAdmin thing out of the equation. You can do this to where now if you feel comfortable letting your clients actually access the database, at least you can keep them out of cPanel, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is something that now me, as a guy who does a lot of botting and crazy stuff like that, and Stefan in Germany is going to love me talking about that, but the possibility now for me doing in-browser macro scripts, knowing that I can do it all within WordPress, really just elevated itself completely. So what choice do I have, John? I got to give this one a 5 out of 5.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, sounds like a very powerful plugin. And
And nobody knows about it. 58 downloads.
Well, I'm certain as it gets discovered, it will increase very rapidly.
Yeah, I know that for sure.
Okay, next one I've got coming out. This one here, one website I'm developing here. The client had asked for their FAQ page. They wanted one of those, you know, questioned and hit the button and expand out the answer underneath. You know, good jQuery. Requires a bit of coding to do. I wasn't in the mood to code just one page on this website. So I thought, you know, somewhere out there, someone has to have created a plugin to solve this problem. And sure enough, you know, loving WordPress the way it is, there was a plugin to deal with this. It's called jQuery Expanding Box. And this plugin's very nice, and it allowed me to do just the one page with the expanding box that I needed to do without a whole lot of extra work. And because I was just doing an FAQ page, expanding out, it was very nice. The plugin has its own CSS for dealing with the code. The plugin, how it works is you use short code to wrap your information in. You wrap your information in the short code and it creates the headline and the expanding jQuery box. So it's very nice and very sweet. You don't have to go in and hassle with all of the jQuery coding to deal with it. And the nice thing is with the custom CSS in it, you just take that CSS, customize it up to what you need it to do, and then you drop that CSS into your main CSS file. And that way, if they update the plugin and change it on you, you don't lose your custom CSS. You still hang on to it by sticking it in your main CSS file in your theme. That way, it's always there for you. And another nice thing was, initially, I had a little bit of difficulty understanding all their short codes and exactly how to use it. But the nice thing is they give you some sample starters to get you going. And in very short order, I had this FAQ page built. And the client was just thrilled because they said that's exactly what they were hunting for, which is what I always aim to do, is make sure the client's happy. So, all in all, very nice plugin. I had to give it a nice 4 Dragon rating for its efficiency and its ease of use, for the most part.
That's cool. Now, here's something that I've been looking for a client. So you tell me if this can do this. Mm-hmm. The client is a doctor, mm-hmm. and they have a kind of a checklist, okay? like, you know, is your surgeon board certified? Yes or no? You know, this is for people that shop around for, you know, cosmetic surgery.
Right.
Can I have it do, like, just an image instead of show answer? Like, the yes and the no is the image, and whatever the image that they click, that's what pulls out the answer?
You might be able to. I didn't try that. I use nothing but text, but I imagine you could wrap an image inside there.
Okay.
I would have to try it. I would have to try.
All right, stop the show, John. I gotta go do it. No.
Come back later. Well, time to play. Oh my God, we found something to play with. Quick, go play.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is one of those moments, and I'm sure that all of the listeners get these particular moments where they hear us talking about a plugin, or, you know, do a little bit of research after we discuss it, and go, wow, that's it. That's the thing that I've been looking for. So literally, as you mentioned this, and as I'm looking at some of the screenshots, this would solve like two websites worth of problems for me. So I'm thankful that you brought this to the table this week.
Sometimes there's just little things out there that are just, you know, saviors.
Yeah, just that one piece of wood that you needed to connect the bridge. You know,
I was looking at, you know, several hours of coding, or, you know, an hour or so of creating a web page instead. It's like, which one do I want to do?
Yeah, no kidding. Lazy plugins, right?
You bet.
All right, well, speaking of lazy, I was getting lazy myself, and I was like, man, you know, I'm working on this new video plugin show that was actually supposed to be even out yesterday, and I'm weeks behind just on everything. But one of the things that I'm working on is the theme, and I was like, okay, I want to get this theme looking really cool, but I don't want to have to, like, make... First, I was looking for a way to make a screenshot of each video and then make that and copy that over and upload it and make that the featured image and all that. And it's like, do you know how long that takes to do all that stuff? Forever. So I was trying to hack into the code a little bit and go, okay, well, how do I mess with featured image so that I can actually embed a video there? And as it turns out, I don't have to.
Somebody
because
else.
This plugin already exists. It is called Replace Featured Image with Video.
Nice.
So instead of where your featured image is, you can insert embed code from YouTube, Dailymotion, Vimeo, any other kind of site that gives you embed code. And now, within the context of your theme where it would typically insert a featured image... into a post, into anywhere like that, it now inserts the embed of your video.
Huh. That might actually solve a problem that I've got up and coming with a new client.
Boom. There you go. So this completely changed the functionality of the theme that I've been testing out because of the fact that now I can just put the video in and they can play it anywhere that featured image would typically be. I don't care about hits on the website. I want views to my videos.
Right.
So this thing is killer. So I gave this one a 5 out of 5 as well.
Very nice. Yeah, that's definitely... I've got a music site up and coming here pretty soon, and got videos to deal with on it.
Yeah, the only trick... Anybody who's going to use this, the only trick that I realized after the fact that was kind of stupid was I forgot to change the embed code to match the size of what my featured image was.
That's all right. That shouldn't be too difficult to deal with.
No, it's not. It's just change the code before you insert it.
Very nice.
But it's a great plugin. So everybody out there, take it for a spin. Just to, you know, not everybody can afford a Bentley. You know, I'm certainly one of those guys. But if you get the opportunity to get in one and take it for a little spin and go, wow, this handles nice. This is cool. I'll have to remember this when I happen to have $10 million in the bank.
Yeah.
This is one of these things, you know. If you got a lot of video content and you want to use it, or you want to, you know, if the client has tons of different content that they want to put out there video-wise and you just don't really know how to embed it within the theme properly and things like that, this can solve it for you. So give it a shot.
Definitely will. All right, so the final one I've got here today is dealing with security. It seems the hackers have been busy as of late, and I've fixed several sites over the last couple of weeks that have been compromised in some way or another. Not that major on some of them, but enough to become a pain in the neck. So what happened is this plugin here was introduced to me by a client who had it recommended to him after his site was hacked. And it's called WordFence Security. And it's a pretty decent plugin, recently updated. They keep it up to date. It's written by the same authors who wrote the patch for the Tim Thumb vulnerability that happened last year. So there are people that are pretty experienced with dealing with security issues. And I found this plugin to be pretty decent and installed it. I've now installed it on several sites, and it's finding it pretty useful. It does have a premium version that will allow you to scan your plugin files, and if you use themes from the repository, it will allow you to scan those ones. And what it does is it compares the files against the repository versions to see if they're all still original. It does the same thing for the WordPress core files in its free version. So it scans all the core files and compares them against the originals that are up in the repository, which is a pretty nice feature in and of itself. And it tells you if they're wrong, even if it's not entirely true, because one of the things I've noticed it's been doing is it's been telling me that I can't remember which file, but one of the WordPress files is wrong, and when I go look at it, it allows you to compare the difference between the two. The difference between the two is the one that they're saying is wrong does not have the closing PHP tag, which is becoming standard to leave the closing PHP tag off. So other than that, it's been doing very nicely. It runs scans to tell you what's missing. If it finds things that are wrong, it gives you a list of what it finds that is wrong in the site. It tells you what files don't belong or what it thinks don't belong, so you can check them out to see if they really should be there or shouldn't be there. It allows you to delete them right there if you need to, or sometimes if it's comparing a one against the original repository, you can compare the file and it'll throw them up on a screen side by side, so you can check it line by line to see what's wrong in it. Or maybe it's something you edited yourself so you'd know about it. It also will send out email alerts to you when something's happened. I have it set on the sites that I'm monitoring now to send the email alert to my iPad, which will tell me if something's wrong and I need to check out the site and see if something's happened. The other nice feature it has is it's got a firewall built into it. And this firewall feature is actually pretty nice. And what the firewall feature allows you to do is it allows you to block out certain events, get warnings of certain events. And what those events would be is it allows you to block fake Google crawlers. It allows you, if someone's requests to your website exceed a certain number per minute or per second, you can throttle it down or shut them off or even ban them if you want. It has login security settings in there where you can lock people out after login failures. You can lock them out after they've attempted to use your lost password recovery page. It'll count the failures and you can lock them out over periods of time. It has an immediate lockout setting if someone tries to use an invalid username on your site. It also prevents WordPress from revealing valid usernames and login errors, which is kind of nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, it scans for comments or malware phishing URLs. It checks password strength on profile updates. It participates in the WordPress WordFence security network. It's all around, it's been a pretty nice plugin. It's done quite nice. I'm still running it through some of its paces and seeing what else it'll do for me, but it's one that I can recommend quite nicely. And if your site's been compromised and you can't find everything, I used this on one site that I repaired, and it actually found a file that I had missed on the site when it ran the scan. So it was very nice in that aspect.
Yeah, and you know, Google isn't kidding around, people. If you get something on your site that's malware, and you're not checking your site every single day, every single hour, and I mean, yeah. Some of us are, but
well.
the value of something like this is invaluable. I mean, really. Because I can't tell you how many times I've got one particular client who's into that pingdom, and if it's down or something like that, it's like, oh, what do we have, virus? What do we got? What do we got, you know? Those are weird texts to get at 2 in the morning, you know?
That they can be. And so, I combine this with another one called WordPress File Monitor. And the file monitor program monitors when any file is immediately changed on your site. So combined with that one there, it covers everything quite nicely for me in security ways. All in all, you know, I've been hemming and hawing on where the rating on this should be. And after I've been going through it again here, I'm going to have to, you know, rack this one right up to the top there, because it's definitely a 5 on the scale, because it does provide more than your average security plugin.
Huh. Wow, I'm going to have to check that out. I know, do you know what the premium version costs?
I can't remember now. It's not that much, and it only adds a couple of additional things to it. Like I said, it only adds the scanning theme files against the repository and scanning plugin files against the repository. That's all it adds in the premium. So
I'm definitely going to check out WordFence.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, John, I had a really strange request from a client that they wanted to start looking at old school counters on the bottom of their page. Remember the old school counter?
Yeah. I remember those quite well. I remember Braveheart or Brave something or another. Never mind.
Brave Host? Yeah. So, you know, I tried to talk him out of it, but, you know, whatever for the client, right? The client's always right.
Yep.
So I found something that prevented me from having to go to third-party counters and install their script, which then installed their backlink. And, you know, who wants to go there? So I found something called WP Post Stats that actually embeds a counter right on your WordPress page, and you can change it, change the way that it does it. You can put it within a widget. You can exclude particular, you know, visitor configurations. There's bot, you know, you can take bots out of it, things like that. You can even take a look at even down to most viewed author and things like that. So it's pretty cool. It did the job. Down and dirty, really simple to use, and it embeds with short codes too. So, not really that crazy about it, but I'm not really crazy about the concept to begin with. So, I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
Well, that's you know, a nice old way to do it. If there's another, I have another suggestion for you for something like that. It's called Count Per Day. It's a plugin I use regularly for stats, but it has a widget in it that allows you to post the stats and visitors to your website in a widget. So
this was on a per post basis, not necessarily
per post only. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's so,
and that's even, see, that's the reason why I did not want to go the third party route, because I would have had to have signed up for every single post there was.
Right, no kidding.
You know, and it had a different counter going and tried to parse those results out.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to stay within the WordPress environment, so that I could just parse those stats out from the database. Thus, that's also why I used that Edit Any Table plugin too, was to take a look at this.
Nice.
So, ended up working out.
Excellent. Well, that's all I've got. And anything else from you, Mark, is there?
No, that's it, man. We've got a lot of plugins that we talked about today. We got 3 5s. Man, that's
a big week, man. That's a very big week.
It's a pretty thick show coming in at you here. So we'd appreciate it if everybody would rate us in iTunes. Check us out in Blueberry, Via Way, Stitcher. Check us out on the new iTunes. Well, it's not even iTunes. It's just the podcasts app.
Yeah.
On your iPhone or your iPad. I think even the iTouch can take that thing. So it's a pretty cool way to listen to the show. You can actually speed us up, and John and I sound much different sped up. But you can knock through the show, I think, in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll probably be checking it out. I finally get to upgrade my iPhone next week. So
awesome.
So I'll be playing with that all next week, having fun with my new toy.
Yeah. And we also, we're looking for some audio feedback, too, on the site. So wppluginsa-z.com is where you can go to leave us audio feedback.
Yeah, we love the audio feedback, or even just leave us a comment on the website, or, like I said, any ratings anywhere. We look forward to that. I haven't checked our ranking in iTunes in a while, so hopefully we've moved up the ladder quite nicely. And one last thing for me, and that is if you happen to live in the lower Vancouver Island area, in other words, Victoria, Duncan, and Nanaimo area, make sure you get involved in the WordPress meetup group. And we meet once a month, and it's each month I'm trying to bring in different speakers besides myself and bring in some nice rounded information from all points of view in the community, which would be quite nice.
Definitely. WordPress has got one of the strongest application communities there is. Just go to WordCamp, the directory, and see where all over the world WordCamps are taking place. Pretty unbelievable community.
Yeah.
So,
if you want a nice vacation, come to Victoria. I'm not certain when our WordCamp's going to be, but we're getting ready to start our planning session for it in the next month. So we'll be having our WordCamp here again. So. And it's actually one of the biggest WordCamps in the West Coast. Last year we had over 300 attendees to it. So,
great.
And that's quite huge for the little tiny city that we are.
Well, maybe I'll make it up this year.
And that's all for me. You can find me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can email me at john@wppro.ca.
Nice. New website.
New domain. Pointing to certain aspects of my website. It's always going to be part of johnoverall.com.
There you go. Well, you can find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. You can find me on Twitter at marcuscouch, facebook.com/marcuscouch, and always looking for suggestions. So make sure you go to our website, which is wppluginsa-z.com. Click on that speak pipe, leave us a message, tell us how you like the show, tell us how you use the plugins, and participate in our community right here.
And that's all we got. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh